Betty White
Whitney,
on SNL.
Yeah, let me ask you. You'd say Betty White's having a pretty good week, right, Whitney?
I'd say she's having a pretty good life. Yeah.
Right. But there's another comedian having a pretty terrible week, and that's Nick Madsen. Bad week for Nick.
Oy. Well, he's having a good week in that people actually know his name. I mean, I was thinking about this because comics are all talking about this now.
I didn't know who he was.
He was caught, videotaped, actually verbatim, word for word, stealing a comedy routine made famous by the wonderful Patton Oswalt.
Yeah.
Well, Whitney, the reason I ask you is because every Friday, in conjunction with our Friends of the Week magazine, we do this whole good week, bad week segment.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, well, no, I mean, it's funny because it's like, you know you suck when you're doing a Patton Oswalt bit and you can't even do well.
Right, well.
I mean, he's not even getting laughs in the video, which is the funniest part. It's like, if you're going to take one of the best comedy bits ever, you have to at least get a laugh, you know? So, yeah, he definitely is terrible.
Well, bad week for him, Whitney, but a good week for superheroes, I have to say, after an Australian comic book store owner wearing a Spider-Man costume stopped a theft in progress. This guy's name is Michael Balderstone. He was dressed up to celebrate International Free Comic Day at his store when another man attempted to shoplift a rare X-Men edition worth over $150. Here's the 45-year-old Balderstone describing the event on Australian TV.
We noticed a bit of suspicious activity in the back of the room there, and a gentleman had helped himself into the window display to steal a book.
So I gotta say, my spider sense was tingling.
I'm Spider-Man.
That's some spidey sense there, Whitney.
His spider sense was tingling. That's called being a virgin. That's very different. I don't know what he thinks he's talking about. That's called never having been with a woman. Ever.
All right. Well, a bad week, however, for sushi lovers, especially in New York, because the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals have accused two New York Asian restaurants of serving live, writhing octopus tentacles in a dish with garlic and jalapeno peppers. Seek Gek, a Korean restaurant in Queens, is one of two restaurants that PETA accuses of selling live octopus.
It's not alive. We do kill it. We take the brain out, and then we cut them up and serve them. But because of the nerve, it's still moving. This is why PETA thinks we're serving them alive.
That's an employee saying that they're dead when they get to the table. But Whitney, would you order the dish or?
I don't know. No. The answer, I know that health insurance is now mandatory. Thank you, Barack Obama, but I'm not eating something that is moving around. My health insurance isn't that good. Fear Factor was over 5 years ago. We're beyond this.
Okay, comedian Whitney.
I was going to ask you to go with me, Whitney, to the octopus restaurant.
Oh,
I guess we're off.
Oh, God. Remove the brain? Why would you take that out?
Comedian Whitney Cummings, you've got nominations. You can hear our full Good Week, Bad Week feature in coordination with The Week magazine, which is online right now.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.